For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Afghanistan's drug lords have never had a summer living this easy. Their illicit business is jumping and their profits sky high. Only 4+ years since the end of the historically effective Taliban prohibition, the Texas-sized country, liberated by American forces in 2001, has become the source of 92% of the world's black market heroin. The U.S. and its allies rely upon Afghan drug lords to provide a semblance of order. Under Western occupation, the opium harvest and heroin manufacture have become the country's primary source of wealth. Violence has risen to the highest level since 2001. Poppy cultivation in some regions has reportedly doubled over last year, and the total 2006 harvest is expected to break all previous records. On February 12, 2002, President Bush spoke from the East Room of the White House and told America that his administration was, quote, putting the fight against drugs in the center of our national agenda, end quote. He didn't mention that his national agenda would also include turning Afghanistan into the world's preeminent heroin mill, nor Uncle Sam's new role as international narco tycoon deluxe. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
More pills to cure your ills. According to news reports this week, scientists claim to be close to finding a drug which could cure nicotine addiction. According to the New York Times, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has put an anti-tobacco vaccine on the fast track for approval. Federal researchers say that the drug generates antibodies which grab nicotine molecules and stop them from reaching the brain. In theory, the result of this is that the nicotine buzz would be either diminished or eliminated entirely. The idea is that the lack of a buzz would convince smokers who develop tolerance to the drug effect of nicotine very quickly and after a short time using no longer notice the nicotine buzz to quit. In a similar vein, the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism are reported to be researching or funding research on more than 200 addiction medications. The quest for a magic pill is nothing new. The question is raised, however, is addiction purely a physical disorder? Or is there, as most experts in the field argue, an emotional and sociological element as well? If addiction is more than a mere neurological disorder, these so-called cures will be less than useful at best and could potentially be dangerous. There is no question, however, that whoever is first to market with a drug claiming to cure addiction will make a fortune. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.